This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. What's the difference between not understanding technology because you're becoming a curmudgeon and not understanding it because it's designed to exclude you? This is a question that haunts many of us as we get older. I've seen it in my grandparents, my parents, and myself. And a lot of journalists like me seem to be asking these deep, important questions because Snapchat, the app that lets people trade video, photo, and text messages that self-destruct after being seen, is raising money with a valuation around $19 billion. Willa Remus recently wrote a piece for Slate headlined, "Is Snapchat really confusing or am I just old?" Well, let's find out. Will, thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here.
We're going to talk about Snapchat. You have admitted all over the internet that you suck at it. And I will admit that we'll say that I'm better than you, but I'm not the best.
You're definitely better than me.
Why is Snapchat the startup of the moment?
Everybody's talking about Snapchat. It just launched Snapchat Discover, which has a bunch of channels where major media organizations like Vice and CNN and National Geographic can now broadcast stories via Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
They all want to reach Snapchat's users who are young. They're millennials. They're the cool kids.
Why are they the cool kids?
Because they're using Snapchat and not Facebook, which is for the uncool kids. But more than that, it's for the uncool parents.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to let my mom know she's not a cool kid.
Yeah, she'll be devastated. But Snapchat is a reaction to that in the sense that it's not broadcasting. It's narrowcasting.
And it disappears.
Exactly. And what's confusing to oldsters like me, I'm 32, by the way, which is in Snapchat years, I think is like 148.
Yeah.
We're confounded by Snapchat because the little buttons, if you open it up, the little buttons don't make any sense. They don't tell you what to do.
When I was a boy, the buttons told you what to do.
They probably didn't. I mean, look, Facebook back in the day didn't make any sense either. And I finally arrived at a hypothesis, which was informed by a great blog post by a venture capitalist named Andrew Parker that I read the other day. He was talking about the idea of secret knowledge. So like the cheat codes in Double Dragon on the Nintendo.
Back, forward, up, down, etc.
So you're an old too, Ben.
Yes.
It's the things that aren't immediately obvious about a service that make it fun for its loyal users. I mean, there are all kinds of tricks you can do on Google. Minecraft is all about secret knowledge. And Snapchat, in its way, is about secret knowledge, too. It's cool because the parents can't figure it out. And the way the kids figure it out is maybe partly by trial and error, but it's also partly they show each other, you know? And that's what makes it fun.
It's not just the fact that it's like a new platform. It's actually a platform that is designed to have some of this secret knowledge in it, in a way.
That's my hypothesis. And I was confused because, look, you know, this company is flooded with millions. It's got billions, you know, in potential cash on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't it design an app that was really intuitive and easy to use if it wanted to? I think it could, but I don't think it wants to. I think it wants to do this app in a way that you have to kind of use it a little bit. You have to have some of this secret knowledge. Maybe I am just old, but that's my hypothesis.
I like it.
Thank you.
Our good friend and senior Slate tech writer, Willa Remus. Will, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
By the way, if you want to add me on Snapchat, I'm not a total noob. ZEE Brock Johnson is my handle. Get ready for some cat snaps.